New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is calling for passage of legislation that would require colleges and universities to use a uniform financial aid award letter and standardize financial aid terminology. Her call comes the day after the U.S. Department of Education released a model standardized financial aid award letter called the Shopping Sheet. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan unveiled the new form on Monday.
Each year, colleges and universities send prospective students and their parents financial aid award letters intended to lay out how much it will cost to attend school. But these letters all look different, contain different information, and often do a poor job of making clear how much a student will receive in aid and grants and scholarships and how much they will have to take out in the form of student loans. This not only makes trying to figure out how much college will actually cost extremely difficult, it makes comparison shopping almost impossible. We're releasing a model financial aid award letter, which we call the Shopping Sheet, that standardizes the information parents and students need to make smart educational choices and makes the true cost of higher education much more transparent.
But the so-called Shopping Sheet program is voluntary. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says only 10 colleges will use the Shopping Sheet, and she wants the Understanding the True Cost of College Act passed. Gillibrand says it would make the Department of Education's condensed, concise form mandatory.
The students just don't have an easy way to compare what's being offered. And some of the most egregious stories I heard about were rates that would balloon, or that they didn't disclose how much the second or third year would be, and they would lure you in that it would be affordable, but then it wasn't in the second year. So there was just these egregious examples of misrepresenting the cost that I think this kind of uniform disclosure, everybody will compare apples to apples. And the reason why we want to make it mandatory is because if it's not mandatory, a lot of these schools that are trying to defraud students will not do this form, because they're making money by being unclear and not being transparent.
The Vermont Student Assistance Corporation several years ago started providing families with a simplified form that they could use to compare their financial aid. President and CEO Don Vickers says it has made a big difference for their students.
One of the main reasons that we were doing it is so they could really compare different borrowing amounts, because the Pell Grant was pretty standard, but they would know that at this institution, they were getting an institution scholarship and they were getting a loan of X. At the other institution, they might not have got a scholarship and they might have got a loan of X plus. And what was really important is to understand that they're committing themselves to that debt. And if it's in the first year, you might as well multiply by four. And what does it mean when you have to pay it back in the future? Because as you know, debt loads are a major problem in this country with students.
Senator Gillibrand's office cited data from College Insight that found more than 1 million students in New York were enrolled in higher education in 2009 and 2010, holding an average of more than $26,000 in loan debt. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.